The other one is Dr. P.K. Patton's. Excuse me. But I would like to just open up this call in prayer because there's a lot of activity going on. If you guys hear it, it's just children, right? God's gift. Well, I'd like to thank you for joining us this morning on the Master's Call, and I ask you to have a seat in our virtual sanctuary. This is our telecommunication sanctuary, and we're going to get a word from the Lord. Good morning, Father God, the great I am. We just come to worship you this morning. You heard our praise and worship, Father. Hallelujah. We just don't take anything for granted, even the fact that we can put one foot in front of the other, open up our eyes, move our fingers. Father God, there is nothing that we take for granted, and we want to just say we appreciate you, the great I am. We appreciate the co-founders, Drs. P.K. Roberts Patton and Drs. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who founded this call and have been very dedicated to this call. We want to thank the new listener, Father. We want to thank the individual that went out and planted seeds and had new callers on the line. Father God, you are the great I am. You know everything that's going to happen in the beginning, the middle, and the end. And we just want to say we appreciate what you're doing for us. We ask you to cover the individual that's going to bring the word, that you anoint them, Father, that you take away any kind of distraction, and we are going to get prepared to hear this word on this Monday, a new day in July on the 8th. And I'm going to say to our brother Jesus, thank you. Amen, amen, and amen. I'm going to turn the call over to our host right now. Host, are you with us?
I am.
You're breaking up, host.
Can you hear me, Minister?
Yeah, Minister, I can say it. Yes, ma'am. Just a little louder.
Okay, well, thank you, thank you, thank you this morning for greeting and seating our guests and our family members in the telecommunication sanctuary this morning. And thank you for Minister Tiffany for getting up so early in the morning in her neck of the woods to open us up with praise and set the atmosphere for this call. This is Jackie Henderson, and I reside in the great state of Indianapolis, Indiana. And again, I welcome each and every one of you to this call. So this call was founded in October 2010 by two very powerful and great women of God, co-founders Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, Ms. Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our great Mother Eagle. Our scripture reference can be found in Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. Our mission statement is to enrich and empower believers as they begin their day. And we have a website where all of our messages have been archived, as well as the bios of our speakers. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that is www.themasterscall.net. So if you're feeling alone and need a word from the Lord, please feel free to go to that website and hear an enriching word from God. And our theme for this year is, in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me, individually, and corporately will clearly be seen. So if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as Minister Bonita did so wonderfully this morning, or a host as I am doing now, or God has given you a word to share, or you may have a praise report or prayer request, please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Westboon, or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And that is All Together is a phenomenal company called Artist Life, which has established a over 30 years ago, and under the name of Artist International. It's a common thread that has brought us together each and every morning to start our day with a word from God. This is a great, great company, as Minister Terrell will tell you, with the best products this side of heaven to help the world become healthier and wealthier, and it's changing lives every day. So if you would like more information about Artist Life, contact that person that invited you to the call or contact anyone on this call, and they would be glad to share that information with you. So are you or someone you know a T-Mobile or Metro PC customer and having challenges calling in on the live calls or playbacks? Well, there's a bridge number that will allow you to call in at no charge, and that number is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707. So if you follow the prompts, you will be joined into this call. So please share this information to all of your team members, prospects, and friends that are having those challenges. And immediately following this call is the new Morning Most Motivational Call. And it's held every Monday through Friday right after this call. It's conducted by a team of great leaders that provide vital information to your artist, business, and its wonderful products. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, that number is 712-770-4005. And that PIN number is 294-617-POUND. And today is Inspirational Monday, where our own Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon will be the host, and our speaker will be none other than that powerful, anointed woman of God, Miss Keisha Lee from the Master's Call family. So join in this morning to the new Morning Motivational Call immediately following this call. And get ready for in your city or somewhere near you, the 2019 Transform 90 Summer Explosion. Go to your back office to find out where and when it might be in your area. And right now, I'm going to get out of the way so that the speaker can be introduced. And at this time, I'm going to bring Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon forth to introduce our speaker of the morning. Pastor Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you so much, Minister Jackie R. Silver Fox, for hosting this great call today. Thank you, Minister Benita, down visiting her daughter and that grandbaby and her son-in-law there in old Columbus, Ohio. Thank you for still being on your post, greeting and feeding our Master's Call families that came on the line. Well, I am real excited because this is truly an honor and a privilege for us this morning to have the speaker that I'm about to introduce. She is someone that I met quite a few years ago. Literally, Dr. PK and I were sitting in the lobby of the Marriott Hotel in Houston, Texas at the Hobby Airport, and just met her and have had kindred spirits and hearts since then. I think that's been at least over 4 or 5 years ago. Not exactly which year they kind of come and go, but when I say a powerhouse in the Lord, she truly is a powerhouse in the Lord. Many of you all hear her voice definitely on Tuesdays and Fridays on the Morning Motivational Call with the benediction, which is sometimes a little mini sermonette, but she definitely brings the word. She has an extensive bio that I'm going to ask you to go to our website, themasterscall.net, and read what I am talking about is a plethora of accomplishments, achievements, but the strongest, boldest, the highest honor is to clearly see her love for Jesus Christ. I'm going to read just a little bit about her for those of you who are not able to get to the website, but I want to give her plenty of time to minister to our hearts, Please get a pen and paper if you do not have it to take copious notes from the throne room of God, because truly there will be a word from the Lord. And I'm talking about the mouthpiece that will be bringing the message this morning that I'm so humbled and honored to have with us for the first time on the Master's Call is Apostle Edith Wells. She is a native-born Mississippian down there with our prayer general. And Apostle Edith was raised and received her formal education, graduating from East Central High School in Hurley, Mississippi. Now, she is born as the seventh of 13 children to Mr. and Mrs. Josh and Alma Wells, and she has six brothers and six sisters with a host of nephews, nieces, grandnephews, and great nieces. Apostle is a mother of two daughters and a son married to her daughter, and she is presently a grandmother to a grandson. Some of her professional achievements, she definitely holds the title of administrator, instructor, teacher, evangelist, pastor, apostle, and in education and leadership with civic organizations, and has over 50 plus years of experience. And the breadth of her experiences include, but not limited to, teaching Sunday school from the age of 12 all the way through 18 years of age, serving as an evangelist, speaking and bringing the message of the Lord from the age of 16 and beyond, teaching all levels of education from junior high, senior high, post-secondary education in many institutions across of the country. She does walk truly in the office of the apostle. She serves as the visionary of Sunshine, S-O-N-S-H-I-N-E, Sunshine Ministries, ministering to individuals, spirits, souls, and bodies by exercising her gifts, serving, teaching, praying for healings, preaching, ministering in homes, nursing homes, hospitals, rehabilitation centers, and incarcerated facilities in Michigan, Alabama, et cetera, Texas, and many more places. Right now, she has served in various capacities at different churches, both Methodist, Baptist, CME churches, AME churches. Now, she presently is serving at Breath of Life International Discipleship Training Center in Deer Park, Texas, where her pastors are Dr. Apostle Albert and Dr. Prophetess Marcilia Anderson. Now, as an Artist Life business partner, she clearly says her appointment with Artist has enabled her to maintain her body. Therefore, it has changed her life. Go on and take those extra 3 minutes we took of your time, and I want to introduce to some and present to others a mighty mouthpiece bringing us a message this morning. Apostle Edith Wells, glory, 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 the floor is yours.
Oh, glory to our Father. Thank you so very much, Pastor Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon, and to our Artist Life family, to all of the Master Calls individuals who have joined us this morning and will be joining us in the future. Let us go to the throne of grace. Father, how we love you, how we praise you, how we honor you, how we thank you for allowing us to avail ourselves so that you will have total control. Be thou glorified. Let us speak from anointed lips to anointed ears so that those who hear will receive and grow and be what you've anointed, appointed, and called them to be. In the name of Yeshua, Jesus, our Messiah, we pray. Amen and amen. To all of those who spoke before me, I tell you it's an honor and a blessing to have that opportunity to watch how our Father allows you to have the gifts that he's blessed you with and then to see you utilize them. That's what makes the gifts grow all the more. This morning, I'd like to speak with you from a little subject that is entitled, From Nobody to Somebody. You see, Artist Life gives you an opportunity to go from being nobody to somebody, okay? Prior to Artist Life, Yahweh God, he allowed us to come from being nobody to somebody. In Genesis, Joseph went from the pit to be sold to Potiphar, through Potiphar's wife's plot, he went through that, to the prison and to the palace. He had a gift of interpreting dreams that caused his brothers to do what they did to him. Number eight, if you're taking notes, what is your gift? Or what are your gifts? Most of us have many gifts. People will hate you because of those gifts that Yahweh God gave you. You don't have anything to do with it. But people will despise you. David went from tending the sheep to a shepherd boy, as being a shepherd boy, I'm sorry, to a king. Psalm 78, verses 7 through 12. I'm reading from the Scriptures Bible. Read. And he chose David, his servant, and took him from the sheepfold. Verse 71 says, he brought him in from tending the ewes, the lambs, to shepherd Jacob, his people, and Israel, his inheritance. And he shepherded them according to the integrity of his heart and led them by the skill of his hand. Y'all remember David? And number B, my question to you is, what has Yahweh God anointed, appointed, and called you to do or to be? David was contented to take care of the sheep while all of his brothers were inside. Y'all remember Samuel came and told Jesse, no, these are not the ones to be king. And he was still a boy. The father had little David outside tending the sheep as a young boy. Oh, but Yahweh had a plan for David's life. No TMC family, that Yahweh God has a plan for your life. But my concentration this morning is going to come from the book of Esther. Oh, my Yah. Mordecai's plight. He raised Hadassah, which was Esther, his uncle's daughter, as his daughter. Mordecai uncovered a conspiracy that was recorded in the book of the Annals in the presence of the king. Mordecai would not kneel down or pay homage to Haman. In Esther 3, verse 8 through 9, Haman gets permission from the king to destroy the entire nation of the Jews. Mordecai persuaded Esther to help. You all remember. She had them to fast with and for her. She said, do not eat or drink for 3 days. That's the fourth chapter, verse 16. I'm sure you all remember the story. Esther makes a request to the king. Haman is honored that he was invited along with the king to dine with the king and Esther. However, Haman raged against Mordecai. In Esther, the fifth chapter, you see where he had gone in and he was happy whenever he first came out. But when he looked around and saw Mordecai refused to bow to him, he got angry because he didn't bow down to him. The enemy will be so angry with you, and they'll hide that anger. You won't even know they're angry with you. Haman didn't let his anger be seen. But he went home and met with his wife, Zeresh, and all his friends, and they suggested that he build a gallows and ask the king in the morning, the next day, to have Mordecai hung. And he went ahead on and built those gallows, and he had every intention of having Mordecai hung. But oh, hallelujah. How many of you know that Yahweh God has a plan that's greater than man's plan? That's always an on-time plan. Hallelujah. In chapter 6 of Esther, that night the king could not sleep. So he had the book of the Chronicles. I don't know if you all have read 1st and 2nd Chronicles. I mean, it gives a list of stuff that it's hard to read through sometimes, but you'll learn a lot in Chronicles. the record of his reign. He brought in and spread, and he had a bed to him. And he saw that Mordecai, what he had did to expose that conspiracy to assassinate him, the king. He wanted to know what honor and recognition had Mordecai received for this. That's in chapter 6 of verse 3. Master Call family, Yahweh does not forget. Your labor of love, your acts of kindness, he doesn't forget. Keep on doing good things. Keep on treating people right. Keep on doing what you know is the right thing to do. Yahweh doesn't forget. He knows when to even disturb a king's sleep so that you can be acknowledged and recognized. The very day that Haman was planning to get the king's permission to hang Mordecai was the very day that the king had Haman to tell the king what should be done for the man the king delights to honor. That's what the king asked Haman in chapter 6, verse 6, thinking that the king wanted to honor him. You see, people can be selfish. Haman just knew he was referring to him. He suggested what he would want, according to chapter 6, verses 7 through 9. Beginning in verse 10 of chapter 6, the king had Haman to go and do all he had said for Mordecai. What a turnaround, people. That's what breakthrough is. When you have no idea that the Father is keeping a record and the Father is going to acknowledge you, my number C would be, what might you have to surrender or sacrifice in order to be what Yahweh God is requiring of you, in order for you to obtain what Yahweh has for you? Mordecai raised his uncle's daughter as his daughter, and he helped her to get to the king as queen. He revealed who he was, a Jew. And that was one of the things that Haman hated. But he had Esther not to reveal who she was, which was a sacrifice. TMC family, there are several takeaways that I will give you that I received from this. Number one, despite your situation, perhaps because of it, Yahweh God wants to use you. Be obedient when he calls you. Number two, determined to watch for the good lessons you can learn from unbelievers. Just because people don't believe like you believe and see things like you see it, doesn't mean that those people don't have something good to offer. Pay attention. Everybody's not at the same place that you are. Everybody haven't arrived. But that doesn't mean they won't arrive. Treat people like you want to be treated, whether they are of the same faith, belief, or live like you live. Keep treating them right. It's worth it. You think you know where you've been, but you don't know where you're going. Number three. Refuse to compromise your faith. That's over there in Esther 3:2. Even if the result means death. In verse 3 through 5, y'all remember when Esther said, if I perish, I perish. Remember, TMC family, that your devotion to Yahweh God means more than your life. If you are willing to give up your life, that's when your life will be saved. Sometimes we don't understand why we get to do the things we get to do, go through the things we go through. But I promise you, Yahweh God is keeping the record. Number four, be honest. I set my alarm to go off so that I would make sure that I didn't overrun my time. Be honest. You may have to confess racism and refuse to condone prejudicial hatred. Remember, you don't know what you might have to stand and do. I found that people that are not of my race respect and accept me better. When I've had to say, they tell me I'm not prejudiced. I said, how do you know? You ever been in my skin? And they have to bow their head and say, no, I really haven't. I can't. Be honest. Number five, realize that if you fail to answer Yahweh's call to service, he will turn to someone else who will faithfully obey him. That's in Esther 4:14. Determined to pass the test of faith. If you be determined, you'll pass it. Number six, trust Yahweh God to work in the details of your life and in the lives of those around you. Even a sleepless night of a king, Yahweh can be a part of Yahweh's plan for your life. Whatever he has to do, he's well able to do it to make sure that righteousness and justice come to you. You just do right. Number seven, ask for Yahweh's wisdom when facing difficult situations. He's the answer, and he has the answer to every situation. And number eight, don't ever succumb to the sin of pride, but humble yourself before Yahweh God and wait for his timing. With that being said, back to you, either Pastor Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or host Minister Jackie Henderson. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for that profound word this morning. And shortly I'll ask you to come back and close with our closing benediction after a few brief announcements. But right now, let us pray. God, we thank you for our speaker this morning. We thank you for lifting her up and bringing the word through her to enrich each and every one of us. God, we thank you that you pour back into her the virtues that she has poured out to us this morning. We ask you to continue be in her life and continue to strengthen her to be that soldier out in the marketplace that we need so dearly, God. And we thank you for Artist International, the company that has brought us all together this morning to celebrate you and to praise you and give you honor and glory, that it continue to operate in your will and in your wisdom. And God, we thank you for our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. T.K. Roberts, and their obedience to say yes to your will and to your way, and has grown exceedingly above more than we could ever ask for, thank God, in reaching out to those lost and those that need you, God. We thank you, God, for them. And for those that are experiencing problems in their bodies, sicknesses, Lord, we know that you know each and every one of you, God, every one of them, God, and you know every request, and that you shall honor them, God, and lift them up before you. And every bereaved family, every family that's out there, I don't want to call names because I don't want to miss them, but God, you know who they are. I ask you to lift them up and give them peace like only you can do right now in your precious name, Jesus. And we thank you for each and every caller on this line that comes before you each morning to hear your word. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise in your precious name, Jesus. Amen. So if you'd like to hear the playback of this powerful, powerful message, you can go to 712-432-1085. And that PIN number is 957-677-POUND. Again, that is 712-432-1085. And the PIN is 957-677-POUND. And immediately following this call is a new morning motivational call where our own Pastor Vanessa will be hosting and the angel of God will be delivering the message in the person of Minister Keisha Lee. So we want to thank each and every one of you for getting up and getting on this call this morning. We'd like to give a special thank you to Minister Benita for seating and greeting everyone, and we want to give an exceptional thank you to Minister Tiffany for getting us up and starting us off with that praise and worship this morning and ushering us all into the throne room. And again, Minister Edith Wells, thank you, thank you, thank you for allowing God to use you to bring forth the word this morning to each and every one of you. Would you please come back now and give us our closing benediction?
Thank you so very much, Minister Jackie Henderson, and to Doctors Witherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. Thank you all so very much for allowing Abba Father to use you to carry on his agreement. Yahweh bless you, PMC family, and guard you. Yahweh make his face shine upon you and show his favor to you. Yahweh lift up his face upon you and give you peace. Thus they shall put his name, hallelujah, on the children of Israel, spiritual and natural, and he himself will bless us. Shalom, my family. Love you all to life. Shalom.